broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And what I say to the American people is that we are...
It's less about the money savings as more of a habit.
Because I do nothing but rep for the Haitian people, you know?
Amazing that they were able to do what they did.
That
and not...
is a threat.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And our number here, 877-876-FEEL. Tonight, our affiliate spotlight in Phoenix, KBSZ, 1260 AM, Louisville, Kentucky, WLRS 105.1. And our website is philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com, where live streaming video of this show is happening right now. And Elaine Hernandez was in tonight, and she's always a big smasheroo on the video cast. And she, her sister was here, too. Very lovely ladies that I will not have anyone disrespecting, but I just thought I'd let you guys know if you want to go and get it on demand. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Later on tonight, we'll be talking about the fact that nearly one in four students who try to join the Army can't because they're not bright enough, and I think that's probably a good thing. I don't know about you. And, well... And somehow, some way, Lindsay Lohan continues to get into trouble. I think maybe she's doing it on purpose. Now, apparently she beat up somebody at the Betty Ford Center. That is the that's the latest word. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Later on, we may have a visit from Gary Dupree. That's me. We got Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman with us in our news hour. Now, this story is interesting. It's about a veterinarian. It's about an animal hospital. We all love animals. And it just so happens, I was talking about animal hospitals yesterday, the day before, but it is about an animal hospital in North Carolina where a, quote, furry feline created a commotion. The cat is named Butter. Cat named Butter was brought in for an emergency urinary tract procedure early last week. Upon being admitted, veterinarian and owner Cynthia Burnett told the owners, Rhonda Blackburn and Nancy Kusten, that she'd have to put down, they would have to put down a $70 deposit and sign paperwork promising to pay the full amount of the procedure at the time of pickup. She said that she gave Blackburn an estimated cost between $500 and $700, and the final bill came to $689. I'd bring the tears if I could, but I'm mad, said Kusten, co-owner of Butter. She's upset because when she and Blackburn went to pick up Butter with a $200 payment, the hospital refused to release him due to their policy, which is to pay the full price when you pick up your cat or your dog. They had a $200 payment, and Dr. Burnett, who's the owner and the veterinarian, said that's the way a small business is run. We don't hold animals hostage, but we do expect customers to pay their bills, and so they held on to Butter, the cat. The veterinary hospital there in Wilmington, North Carolina. Burnett says a small business simply cannot run without paying, you know, getting its people, you know, paying their bills. So she offered a payment plan to the owners, but in their case, the plan did not match their financial situation. Nancy Kusten says the family has fallen on hard times. Well, here is a little bit more of the story. Here is the one of the owners. Her name is Nancy Kusten, I think. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And she talks to WECT television. It's funny, if it was WCET, it would have been almost like, you know, WCAT. Well, anyway. So she's talking to WECT how the vet handled the situation with her cat, Butter.
The receptionist grabbed her head and said, oh, no, we're not going to be paid for Christmas time. And they grabbed the cat and put her in the back room and locked the door and said, no money, no cat. I believe that Miss Burnett is basically taking a power hold over this cat. A cat is not a car. It is not something material. It is an animal.
Pastor William Rennick is joining us from Joyful Union Congregation, and I know that Pastor Rennick, among the many agencies and the many groups and individuals that Joyful Union attempts to help and to benefit, you have at least one, I know, animal hospital that you help from the standpoint of holding benefits for them, right?
Yeah, that's still that Joyful Union. We're in Bellflower, California, and so we are, from time to time, we will have a fundraiser. We do some raffles, and we benefit through these fundraisers, through these raffles, we can benefit different groups in our community. Animal hospital, we've got foster care, we've got after school care, we've got a senior center, we've got we have a nursery. We've got daycare. Yes, and one of them is an animal hospital. Primarily, this is for cats and dogs. It's not what they call exotic animals. You can't bring in a cat, a steak or a bird or something like this, you know.
Do most animal hospitals, though, only deal with dogs and cats, right?
Well, just a little bit that I know about it. There are some veterinarians that can deal with, can treat, to a point, other kinds of what they call exotic pets. These would be inclusive of reptiles, sometimes birds, sometimes rodents like a rabbit, or something like this. But we benefit, and I think what most people see as an animal hospital is an animal hospital for dogs and cats. And those are most
popular pets, huh?
They're the most popular pets, right?
All right. Did you hear this story?
I did hear it. And I know that when your producer called me and said, would you comment on this, I wanted to say, and I wanted to find myself to say, that I stand, you know, with the people who own the cat, and I understand that people are going to be very attached to the animals. And as you know, God gave us animals. God gave us the beasts of the earth to show us innocence, you know.
Mm-hmm.
God gave us these creatures to show us innocence and to show us love. And so the animals of the earth, we share this earth with. And they give us comfort. And they show us love. And they show us loyalty. And they show us devotion. And sometimes they show us what a human being cannot show us. And so I understand how this lady, and I think there were two ladies.
There were two women who had the... this cat, Butter.
The two ladies brought the cat, and they could not afford to get their cat out. And I think that at that time, when you have a business owner that needs that thing, because we are in very, very difficult financial times right now, you know, you have to make a decision. And the decision is, do I keep this animal, or is it better that we just euthanize the animal? And I think it's different from one place to the next, you know. The animal hospital that we benefit, which is Bellflower Animal Hospital, is right behind Joyful Union.
It's near where you live?
It's near a church residence, which is where myself and my wife live, and it borders on a church. It can be a very loud place at night, you know. And so I sit... to them, I was asking them what their policy is. And they had said that they will hold on to the animal until the money is paid. And that's when I said, what do you do? Do you euthanize these animals at all?
Who is this?
This is the Bellflower. And I don't know, that's not the name of the animal hospital, what, Claire?
That's Hollinger.
Hollinger Animal Hospital. And that's in Bellflower. And I asked them, I said, well, what do you do? They said, we hold on to the animal. I said, do you euthanize these animals?
All right, so you asked them, do you euthanize them? If the people don't pay their bill and the animal stays in the animal hospital, at what point are they euthanized?
Well, I didn't ask them that. I said, I just simply said, if someone doesn't pay the bill and the animal is in the animal hospital, what do you do? And they said, we hold on to the animal. Sometimes if we can find a home for the animal, but most of the time, we just hold on to the animal ourselves. I said, is that cost-effective? They said, not really. I said, because the problem for me and a lot of the people that are bordering this animal hospital is the dogs and the cats are very loud. And there's especially when they take them out of the cages in the daytime and they put them in these kennels, these outdoor runs.
Okay.
And I said to them, do you euthanize? They said, no, we do not euthanize. I said, why not? And they said, we did not think it was humane. I said, well, it most certainly is humane. When an animal is not going to have a place to go, when an animal is costing you unnecessarily, and most likely you're not going to find a place that you're going to adopt that animal out to, and if you do, there is no way that the animal, you can't guarantee the animal going to have a good home. And in the meantime, it is disruptive to the neighborhood. And that's when they adopted the policy of euthanizing these animals. So I think if this school, if this particular animal hospital...
Well, are you telling me, okay, so now since you talked to them, if people don't pay their bill, they euthanize the animals?
They euthanize the animals, yes.
Immediately?
Well, no, sir, they don't, not immediately, but they're telling them, you know, you have to pick the animal up. They say, well, I don't have the money. And I think they give them a time period. And I don't know what that is. You know, Clara, what it is?
I think it's about 3 weeks.
It's about 3 weeks.
And 3 weeks, and then they euthanize the animal.
They have to euthanize the animal because they cannot guarantee finding it a home. They cannot hold on to the animal and just pay for the animal's upkeep. And it is disruptive to the residences around the animal hospital to keep that animal there so that all you're hearing is this barking and this noise coming from these animals.
All right. Well, our number is 1-800-449. Excuse me. It's what is our number? It's 877-876-PHIL. Do you know between Saturday night, Pastor Rennick, you know, you hear me on KFI, right?
Yes, I do. You've got a different phone number then.
I know. Now I've got two different or three different phone numbers in my head. 877-876-PHIL is the number. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking about an animal hospital that has decided to hold on to a cat because the woman couldn't pay the bill. What you are saying, Dr. Pastor Rennick, is that the animal hospital you work with euthanizes them.
Well, I think that's what you've got to do. And in the case of this animal hospital in Wilmington, let me put it to you this way. If you want people to pick their animals up in time, if you want people to come and pay their bill, there's no other product in the world, no other service in the world, where you would almost guarantee that people are going to pick their animal up in time, like an animal hospital. When you say if you don't pay within a certain amount of time, the animal is going to be put down.
You're going to euthanize the animal. Do you consider that to be humane? And I think that, you know, I realize that's a loaded question.
I don't know what your opinion is. You know,
well, I think that it's not. I mean, it's difficult for me to imagine an animal hospital saying you don't pay your bill. We're going to euthanize the animal in 3 weeks.
But you don't look at it from the standpoint of the animal hospital and of the veterinarian. They've got to get these bills paid. You understand? If you bring your animal in and you do not have enough money to pay the bill, then, friend, your animal is going to be euthanized. And I will guarantee you that bill gets paid. Because I know ever since they put that euthanasia policy in over here at Hollinger, people are paying their bill a lot faster.
So it is working.
It's absolutely working.
So threatening to euthanize the animal.
Well, you're not threatening anything. You're saying it's your dog. You come get your dog. But if you don't pay.
How does that get the hospital its money?
What it does is it keeps the hospital from having to pay out supporting an animal that has been paid for. So they at least can cut the losses.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Pastor William Rennick. One of the things that their hospital does, or that Joyful Union Congregation does, is they benefit, they are the benefactors of an animal hospital. Here's the decision. If someone doesn't pay their bill for their pet, do you euthanize the animal or you just hold on to it and see if you can adopt it out? If you can't adopt it out, then what? The policy they have at this animal hospital, Hollinger, is they euthanize the animal if it is not picked up and paid for within 3 weeks. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and it's a pretty rugged philosophy to have to adhere to. Back east in North Carolina, there is an animal hospital that is holding on to the cat because they haven't paid, the ladies haven't paid their bill. But out here, at least at this hospital, they're going to euthanize the cat. Will that get you to pay the bill faster? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
All right. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Next hour, we got Darren Brown talking about, he's a lawyer who has specialized in recent years in defending teachers against claims of sexual abuse, sexual misconduct, and the like. It'll be interesting to talk to him. This hour, Pastor William Rennick is with us from Joyful Union Congregation on this. There's an animal hospital in North Carolina. The women have not paid, and the animal hospital is holding onto the cat. and will hold on to the cat until the women pay. Your advice is what the hospital you guys are the benefactors for, what their policy is, which is to euthanize the animal. Now,
No. I'm not saying euthanize the animal right away. I'm not saying euthanize the animal right away.
No, I know that. You're saying hold on to the cat or the dog for 3 weeks.
I'm saying you've got to give them some kind of a deadline. Look, these two women there in North Carolina, they're a couple of old maids. And they've got a cat. And they love that cat. But they have gone to the media, and they have embarrassed, you understand, the animal hospital. So now what's going to happen? The animal hospital looked bad. This Dr. Burnett looked bad. So Dr. Burnett has got to turn around and say, well, I'm holding the animal till they pay. She can't say, I'm going to euthanize that animal. But what she should do is hold a line. She don't want to do that. She thinks that's going to be bad publicity. But you've got to hold a line in a recession like this one, and you say, I'm sorry, but if you don't pay, I've got to put this animal down.
Well, if she's got the media up in her face, what do you think she's going to do?
Well, if she got the media up in her face, that's the whole intimidation factor. These two old maids went out, got the media.
What do you mean old maids? Is that...
Well, the two elderly ladies.
All right. I don't know what they are.
That's the philosophy of these two ladies. They said, well, let's go to the media and let's make a big thing out of this. But the only way these people who bring their animals to an animal hospital are going to pay on time is if you tell them, if we don't get paid, we're going to take your German Shepherd or your German Weimaraner or your Chow Dog or your dog show winning Spaniel, and we're going to pump it full of sodium pentothal. Now that's the only way.
And as a man of God, how do you feel saying that?
I understand. That's got nothing to do with God.
As a man of God, how do you feel saying, go ahead and just put these animals down?
That animals don't have a soul. Animals do not have the soul of God. Animals are like rocks. They're like a rock or like a tree. You know,
you just got done saying that animals are our friend.
Yes, animals show us innocence and animals show us love. Animals show us, they show us the face of love, the face of innocence. But they're not real. They're not people. They're not people. So they don't have no soul. And so animal, nothing like, it's nothing better than a rock or a tree or a bench that has God's love, but it's not, they're not like people.
I understand. All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number here. Let me go to Betty in Charleston, Massachusetts. Betty, you're on the Phil Hendry Show at Pastor Rennick. Go ahead, please.
Yes, first of all, I'd like to say to that pastor, that preacher, or whatever he is sitting there, excuse me, but I don't want to go to your church. Let me tell you something. I'm an animal lover. I lost my cat.
Right.
I don't have
That's
children.
Right.
I don't have children, so those cats were my life. You understand? And whoever is holding those women's cat, they should, have a heart and give them back their animals.
Tell the women they can't pay for it, though. How are they going to pay for it?
So maybe they can pay a little bit at a time, sir. But, did you hear what I said? That's like taking a child away from them. I understand why rich people give their money to animals, leave their money to animals. And you talk out of both sides of your mouth, sir. On the one hand, you say that God gives us animals. So that God gives us animals, he gives us animals to take care of, not to kill them.
You're right about that. You're absolutely right.
Everybody can't be right. You're just wrong, period. Because on the one hand, you say God give us animals, and then on the other hand, you say put them to sleep. Well, that means to kill them, right? Don't you think that's wrong, being a minister and all?
No, at some point, you have to make a choice between a person and a cat. And a person is trying on a...
Some people don't have children, sir, and that cat to them is a person.
That means
don't
you understand that? But a cat can't drive a car. Cat can't put on a suit. Cat can't take you to dinner. That's not a person. That's a cat. And plus, the cat is lovely.
Do you have any children? Excuse me. Do you have any children?
I've got two award-winning Doberman Pinschers.
Okay, so...
Do you have any children?
No those are my children.
Well, then what do you mean those are your children? You just heard what this lady said.
Yeah, but these aren't cats. She's talking about a cat.
It doesn't matter. They're animals. And those women love their animals. And if
Hold it. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Betty. What do you mean she's talking about a cat?
I got two. These are two blue ribbon winning Doberman pinschers.
Well, okay, Betty, thank you. Our number is 877. Thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. If somebody doesn't pay their bill to the vet, should you just euthanize the cats?
Phil Hendry.
What?
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Veterinarians and animal hospitals across the country, obviously, they've got, you know, they've got bills to pay and they've got places to go and people to see. They got a lot of things they got to do and they need a lot of money to do it. There's one animal hospital in North Carolina that is holding on to a cat because the two women that brought the cat in couldn't pay the bill.
I love animals. I wanted to say something. The lady that was last on the telephone.
That lady's a cat owner, and you said to her, you know, that's a cat. I got two Doberman pinschers. You know.
But I understand what I said, and I didn't want to leave that lady thinking I don't care about her cat. But if you have a cat, and you have an animal hospital with your cat, and you can't pay the animal hospital to get your cat out. You can't pay that. Now, what do you think they're supposed to do? You know,
well, the lady was, she was talking, she was saying...
No, I know what she said. She said that they're like her children, you know, and they're like her friends. I understand all of that, you know. But
she was also saying something. You were talking out of both sides of your mouth. You said that God gave us animals.
God did give us animals. God did give us animals.
But hold on, friend. He gave us animals to give us innocence and to...
Yes, he did. Let me say, because I've read the Bible. I've read the Bible on this. I know exactly what the Bible says about animals. You know, this is my business, Phil.
I know.
Whoa. Hold on. This is my business. I know what the Bible says about animals. The Bible tells us that the beasts of the earth... They were in the Garden of Eden.
Right.
They were in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. You wear that.
I am.
And the beast of the earth that God gave to us to love. They wandered out in the earth as soon as Adam and Eve made a mistake and they ate from the tree of life that the beast then was leased. They were unleashed out into the earth. So when Adam and Eve went out into the earth, after they ate the apple from the tree of life, the animals followed them. And now the animals were no longer part of the Garden of Eden. The animals was out there eating men, eating human beings. They were a danger to man.
Right.
Yeah, they were a danger. And that's when man had to make a choice about the animal. And the Bible tells us that the animals... You got to make a choice. You can make a friend of that animal, but at some point, that thing, it could turn on you.
But we're talking about pets, you know?
It doesn't make any difference. Pets will bite you, same as a wild animal bite you.
A pet isn't going to eat you.
A pet ain't going to eat you, but the fact of the matter is, Bill, that the animal comes second, human being comes first. And when an animal hospital has got to pay a bill, and the lady brought the cat in and could not pay for that cat, the animal hospital said to her, then what do you want us to do? Well, can't you hold my cat? No. At some point, we got to teach you a lesson so that other people will pay their bills.
Well, isn't that rather juvenile?
No, what's juvenile about it? When you say you will never bring a cat in here again and stiff us on the bill, and other people are going to stiff us either, so I got to put that cat down. Now, that, to me, is reasonable.
Now, you have two Doberman pinschers that are blue ribbon winning, correct?
That is correct.
What if they did that to your dogs?
They ain't going to do that to my dogs. They're not going to do that to my dogs because I pay my bills. Don't you understand? I've got two animals I love. Cleveland pitchers. I love them more than almost anything in the world. I love my wife. I love myself. I love my two Doberman pitchers. And then and only then, do I start thinking about whether or not I love the world. And I'm a Christian preacher. That's how much I love those dogs. So anybody think they're going to euthanize my dogs? Man, I wouldn't want to be them. I wouldn't want to be them with me as the owner of those dogs. No, sir, no, sir. And so, Phil, what I'm saying to you is the following thing. God told us that the animals of the earth...
Oh, hold on. I want to give her a number out, okay?
Well, I'm giving a thought.
Hold on for a minute. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. God told us...
God told us that the animals of the earth were here for their innocence and for their beauty and for us to feel, you know, like we're not alone and we've got company on this earth and we've got pets and we've got animal we can milk and get food and clothing and all this. That's what God's getting to. But the animal that takes advantage of that situation, the animal that takes advantage of the situation where man is doing everything for that animal and the animal isn't doing anything, that animal going to go down.
And that's, well, you're not, you're talking about the animal is doing what?
The animal, in other words, it's not the animal's fault, but if an animal is going to sit on its ass in an animal hospital while nobody paid the freight, that animal going down. Yeah. Yeah.
That animal's going down.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, well, you know, in my way of thinking, the two people, they own this animal. I understand that they have to pay their bill. There must be some, I agree with that lady, there must be some agreement that they could work out.
There's an agreement they could work out, but they ain't working nothing out. They gone to the media with it. That's the last thing you should ever do. Don't ever go to the media on me. Don't ever go to the media on me. Because you go to the media, if I was at Animal Hospital and they went to the media on me, I'd kill that animal that night. And what I say that I do is humane.
You would put that animal down.
If I found out they went to the media on me, and I own that animal hospital, and I find out that they go to the media, I'd take that animal, I'd say, here's your cat, kiss it goodbye.
And then you'd have what? Then you'd have a lawsuit.
A lawsuit? For what? For what?
Because they would probably sue you for some kind of cruelty to the animal.
What do you mean cruelty to the animal? The animal was abandoned. They did not pay for the animal. They abandoned the animal. So I could put that animal down. But if they go to the media and they say, Pastor William Rennick, he owned that animal hospital, and he's a turd in the punch bowl. See, that's what I'm talking about.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Pastor Rennick, you know, this is a story that has to do with more than just one animal hospital in North Carolina or yours. It has to do with a lot of animal hospitals, I guess, and a lot of pets. And, hey, times are tough. People can't afford to pay bills. These two ladies in North Carolina, they can't afford their bills, and it's going to be a... I don't know what it's going to be. They're not getting their cat back. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show. We got Darren Brown coming up next hour. And we also have our news hour, of course, with Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil, what were you telling me? Pastor William Rennick is with us as we're talking here about this veterinary hospital. You were telling me about who?
Well, I'll tell you about that, an example of that that dog that had surgery. It cost, I don't know what it was, it cost a lot of money. And the owner said they'd pay within 3 weeks. They did not pay it. They had to put this pup dog down. And I'll bet you anything they never miss a bill in the future.
This was a little pug dog.
Yeah. And the bill was, it was a substantial bill. But you can tell them, I can't afford that, but I can't afford it in 3 weeks or whatever you want to say. Well, if you can't afford it, you take your dog and good luck, you know.
And what if the dog is brought in an emergency?
You can't make up stuff, Phil.
I'm not making anything up.
No, but you're making up something. What if it's brought in an emergency? What, you mean like a car hit or something like that?
Yeah, what if a car hit the dog?
This family bring in a pug dog, and they gave the dog the surgery. and they came in for the dog, and they gave them the bill. They can't afford the bill, and they said, you got 3 weeks, and then they put the dog down.
So they went ahead, and they operated on the dog, and they got the dog well.
Right.
And then euthanized it.
Let me ask, if you can't get it, you can't adopt it, and even a dog that you cannot pay for ain't even as good as a car, because a car you can sell. See, is all I'm saying.
No, I don't understand it. 877-876-PHIL. As we talk here with Pastor William Rennick, here is Nola. Nola, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Pastor Rennick. Go ahead, please.
I wanted to ask the question first. The question was, is he a veterinarian? I just asked.
Am I a vegetarian?
Oh, okay. All right. I have no idea who this man
is. I'm not a veterinarian. I'm a preacher. I'm a preacher of the Pentecostal church. But I'm not a veterinarian, and it sounded like you said vegetarian.
Okay, I was asking you that question for a reason. You were saying something about your dog. You had two prize-winning dogs. Since when
do people...
Okay, hold on a minute, because I noticed that on the radio... I noticed that on the radio you was cutting into everybody's conversation. I just need you to listen to me.
People get confused, and they need me to lead them.
No,
we understand that, Pastor, but...
Not confused, sweetheart.
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me?
Yes, ma'am. I'm listening to you.
You were sitting here saying... You're basically contradicting yourself, sweetheart. You said that you don't see her cat as a child, yet you see your dogs as children. I don't understand that. And why would you be so insensitive, considering the fact that you are a pastor? That's number one. Number two, since when does a pastor get on the radio and brag about the fact that he has Doberman Pinschers? Let me take that back. Prized Doberman Pinschers. Are they not as important as this cat to these women who are trying to get their cat back? I don't understand that.
I'm not saying that at all. And if I did, I apologize. But I am.
Well, actually,
I'm very proud. I'm proud of my dog. Anybody can be proud of the dog. My dog, prize-winning Doberman Pinscher. I had him up at that.
And you just
if you've ever heard of the Westchester Dog Club, they were at the dog club.
And you also said that
whoever
puts your dogs to sleep, you said they better. How was it? Would you quote that again? You were saying
if I try to put your dogs
to sleep, I'd hate to be that person to do that. Well, this is how these two women are feeling about their cat. And you don't. There's no kind of sensitivity in that at all, considering that you said, and trust me, darling, I am a true child of God, and I know the Bible myself. The other question I had for you, hold on.
The
other question I had, hold on, I'm not
going to. Superior to the cat.
The Bible doesn't say that. He says the Bible says the dog's superior to the cat.
No, the Bible says.
I want you to let me know what you found out in the Bible about, I'm not quite sure exactly what you were saying about why animals were put here. These are domesticated animals, but you're talking about the beasts of the earth. Where on earth did you get all of this information about why animals started starting to attack us? Where in the Bible did you find that?
In Genesis.
You said it was in
Genesis.
You knew your scripture. I want to know where you find what you just said about what animals are about.
The beast of the earth will turn on you. The beast of the earth will turn on you.
Where is that in the Bible?
You know,
where is that in the Bible?
That's in Genesis.
Genesis. I don't see that anywhere in there.
You don't know about the... Let me ask you a question.
I don't see that. I don't see that anywhere. The only thing that I'm saying is, number one, you contradicted yourself. Number
well,
two,
hold on, yeah,
that, you're sitting here quoting scripture that is not
Mr. Henry,
in the Bible.
I happen to know you, Phil. Why don't you defend me?
I'm trying to let this lady talk, you know, because you have been talking quite a bit. I mean, the last quarter hour, you were laying out all this stuff about how we left Eden, and when we left Eden, suddenly the animals started to eat us.
Exactly. Where is that in the Bible? I need to know what scripture, because I truly read my Bible. As a matter of fact, when I was sitting here listening... Hold on, I'm not finished. When I was sitting here listening to you, I was in the middle of reading my Bible then. I was doing my devotion. And I said, well, I'm going to listen to this, because I always listen to everything. Honey, yes, I was. I was sitting here reading.
I said, I got to get on the phone.
And I have been talking to this man, because...
Wait a minute,
Mr. Phil, I will also tell you that all children of God do not think like that when it comes to animals.
Well, I know, I understand.
No, but this lady said she's reading the Bible and listening to the radio. How can you do that at the same time? You see, right there she's confused. Number two, in Eden, when an animal left, and the animals left Eden because mankind left, you know, we, Adam and Eve left Eden.
Okay, well, let me ask you another question. And, Phil, I don't want to take up your time.
And that's when they ate us. They started to eat us
because
they wasn't happy anymore.
In the scripture. So let me ask you another question. What do you think Jesus would do in this situation? Do you think that Jesus would euthanize those that cat, knowing that these women love that cat just like it's their own? That's what I want to know. You tell me. See, because we can do that as children of God. And since you are the pastor, which is a shepherd of the flock, let me know what you think Jesus would do.
He would miracle that cat.
What would Jesus do?
Here's what Jesus would do. He would miracle the cat out of the animal hospital back in to the home of the ladies.
Wait. That's not what would Jesus do. What would Jesus do is, that, meaning, if we were Jesus.
Yeah, if that's blasphemy to say you was Jesus. Jesus would miracle the cat out.
But what would Jesus do? In my understanding, I'm not a Christian, but my understanding is it is I should do what Jesus would do, meaning whatever I do would be something that he would do in our place. That he would. What do you mean, miracle the cat out?
That's what Jesus did. What's that?
I was saying that's my behind. I'm sorry.
Jesus didn't miracle nothing.
He hasn't answered
see,
my
that's
question.
The thing. You talk about contradiction. You talk about contradiction. You say you read your Bible. Jesus performed miracles all the time so that people would understand his divinity. And
yeah, but now we know that he's divine. The Christian people know he's the Son of God. So that doesn't, we don't have to do that anymore.
And then you actually, in the other comment that you made that really
got me. Get a load of the non-Christian.
Hold on. The other comment that you really made, and I'm a child of God saying this, and I would never say what you just said, and you a pastor, to say God doesn't have anything to do with this. He got everything to do with everything. That's why I asked you the question. You sit here and say something that don't even pertain to what God is saying, to say that he ain't even in it. When you asked the question, when you were sitting here saying something about God, you said God don't have anything to do with this. And I'm thinking to myself, what on earth is the pastor saying?
You listening, you hearing things. That's what's happening to you. You hearing things now. You don't know whether you're reading the Bible or listening to the radio. I told you that God, if he was here right now, if Jesus was here right now, and he was confronted with his dilemma, because that's a little hospital, they need to make their money. And Jesus said, you render to Caesar what is Caesar, you render to God what is God. He'd have to render to Caesar, the animal hospital got to get paid. The people want to have their animal back. He'd miracle that cat's butt right out of there. Now, I know you think that's weird. And I know
I've seen miracles that God does. I've seen it.
Okay.
Trust me.
Why can't he miracle a cat?
Excuse
my language. But why can't he miracle that cat's ass out of there?
Why don't you, see, there you go with that language, which makes me really, it bothers me, okay? You're talking to a lady here.
You know something, Phil? All I know is the Spirit of God.
All right, well, you know something? I think you asked some pretty good questions, Nola, and I appreciate your call tonight. Thank you very much. Our number is 877-876-PHIL.
What question she asked? You know, you're a non-Christian. You don't even read the Bible. What questions you think she asked were pretty good?
Well, she said, for instance, where in Genesis does it say that the beasts of the earth, as soon as they left Eden, turned around and ate us?
Where do you get off asking me questions, too?
And what do you mean God would miracle his ass out of there? That sounds like something from that movie.
What, Full Metal Jacket?
Yes, that's exactly right.
I think if Jesus was here and he wanted that lady to have her animal hospital money and he wanted that other lady to get the cat, he'd miracle his ass out of there. And that's what I think. And you can say that I'm being crude and rude and stupid all you want. But that's what I think, Bill. And
I'll tell you this, and I mean this with the greatest of respect. You did not quote any scripture to that lady, and she was there. And
she said she's reading her Bible.
Hold on for a minute.
She didn't quote none either.
You didn't quote anything about how the animals turned around and ate us. And so at that point, we had to make a decision. Are the animals on our side or are they not? I didn't hear you doing anything like that. And then you turn and you talked about the beasts of the earth, but the domestic animals will bite us. I whatever that means.
The big animals will eat us. The little ones will bite us. That's what I'm trying to say.
And then you said, what would Jesus do? He'd miracle the cat's ass out of there, which in my opinion is not anything that's, I don't, like I said, I'm not a Christian, but isn't what would Jesus do is what would he do were he us?
No, that's not what that means. You blew that. You blew it to bits. That's not what that means. You want to tell me? I'm a man of God. I'm a Christian preacher. You want to tell me?
Well, then what does it mean?
It means, If he was here, what would he do? He'd miracle his ass. That's what he'd do.
Well, then why do we have to ask the question, what would Jesus, why do people wear those wristbands?
Because we're wondering. God, if only he was here, what would he do?
It means nothing with our behavior.
What?
It doesn't mean anything with our behavior.
It doesn't mean a damn thing, no. Got nothing to do with our behavior. It had to do with when something bad happens, we look around and we go, man, this really is loud, you know, this is bad. I wonder what Jesus would do. Kind of like if there was Superman.
Okay, so it's just another thing to think about.
Right.
Bull crap.
What you say? Let me tell you.
I don't believe that.
Bill, you know, you cannot blaspheme God. And you're not blaspheming God, but you're blaspheming me. And that's close.
All right, thank you very much, Pastor Renick. Darren Brown next hour on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we talk about a student claiming that a teacher showed porn in class. And Darren Brown is a specialist in defending teachers accused of this kind of sexual harassment. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, coming back.
Phil Hendry.
A miracle is that.